Jim, a while in the dressing room there, disappointing night. Was there some truths told there to the players?
I think disappointment was an understatement. I think we never turned up, you know, that's the bottom line. We, even though we were in one each at half time, I think that flattered us. I think we had two or three passes of play, scored a terrific goal. But, you know, in the game, we were dominated by St Mirren tonight, pretty much from start to finish. And that is just, it's been unheard of since really this season and even the seasons beyond that. I just can't remember us playing as poorly. All credit to St Mirren, they thoroughly deserved their victory. And a comprehensive victory it was too. So I've got no complaints about that whatsoever. But from my point of view, we totally underperformed tonight.
With the warning signs there, I noticed in the first 5-10 minutes you were getting quite frustrated with defenders taking an extra touch when it should have just been empty in it. Was that symptoms of what was to come?
Yeah, of course. You understand how St Mirren played. We knew how St Mirren played. We know how they'll play. And the players knew it. And then, you know, we knew that they would go, and as soon as the ball goes to the centre-backs and he basically turns his body to play the full-backs, they'll sprint, they'll press. And we know that. So particularly in the early part of the game, then you use common sense, you turn them around, and you know, we didn't do that at all. We allowed St Mirren to get a grip of the game very early on, and as I said, to dominate us from then on in. And that's because we invited that pressure upon us by playing the ball into areas where St Mirren could go and press. And you know, when a team plays a high press like that, you've got to miss the press out and get into the front players and then look to play off them. And we explained that to the players before the game. We impressed upon them again, but for one reason or another decided to ignore that advice. And as I said, a very disappointing night for us, and you know, it's as poor a performance that I can remember for a long time. And in particular in a derby, it's even more painful for the supporters, and I totally understand that. But there were so many players playing poor tonight, it wasn't a case of changing one or two players and hoping it would go right. I mean, by the time we ended at 1-1, what, 10 minutes in the second half or something, 3-1 down. And I just felt that, and I said to the players in there, that I could have made substitutions at that time. I don't think there was any impact in the game because there was too many playing poorly.
Jim Duffy, Hard Lines, thanks for speaking to us.
Thanks very much.